Every Wednesday we talk technology with the guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. Now, I know you love your gadgets, but there's a gadget that you probably shouldn't be tinkering with, and that's the pacemaker.
Yeah, look, if you have a pacemaker, this is something you really should be paying attention to.
What can happen to them?
So with all the gadgets that we have, if you've got iPhones, if you've got devices that effectively do wireless charging, most of these gadgets now have magnets built into them, and especially the latest iPhone, which now has technology called MagSafe to do magnetic wireless charging, you really need to keep these away from your chest. So if you do carry your phone in your breast pocket, it's time to stop doing that. If you've got these kind of devices and you have a pacemaker, you can still hold them to your ear and things like that, but it's really important that people start to keep them away from their pacemakers, because that magnetic field has been now shown in studies to interfere with people's pacemakers.
So a lot of people, when we talk about wireless charging, people feel that it's actually electricity that's going through the air from one device to another. But what actually happens, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's like there's a little whirligig in the phone, for example, and the magnet nearby makes it spin around, therefore generating the electricity to recharge the battery. Am I close?
That's pretty spot on, actually. I would try and explain it differently, but I'd be saying the same thing. It's exactly that, and it is that magnetic field that is the concern that this university in Switzerland has discovered around pacemakers. So please be careful.
I'm a bit surprised it's taken this long, because this technology has actually been around for a little while, hasn't it?
It has been around for a while. I think after the iPhone 13 came out with MagSafe, it started to become a bit more serious, because that particular unit inside the iPhone is much more powerful than, say, wireless headphones and things like that, which have wireless charging now as well. So it is the size of the magnet in the iPhone 13 that's raising that concern.
All right, so be very careful if you've got a pacemaker around any of that technology. And speaking of phones, I'm one of these people that when I go to bed at night, I put my phone on charge in the expectation that it will be fully charged the next morning, and it is, but there could possibly be a quicker way of doing it.
Oh, there really is. Now, a company called Oppo, which makes smartphones in Australia, they've started to talk about a new method for charging. Now, this is through a cable, so the old school way of charging, but they're saying that they can now get from 0 to 100% in less than 10 minutes. So if you're finding your battery's low throughout the day, imagine just plugging it in for a couple of minutes to get it back up to 100%. This is where they're seeing their future of charging coming, which means we might not need to worry about charging at night time. We could just charge whenever it actually suits us.
0 to 100 in 9 minutes isn't very impressive if you're talking about fast cars, but it is when it comes to mobile technology, mate. This is grand.
It's a huge improvement, because people like myself, if I get through the end of the day, especially at 5 o'clock, if I've got evening plans, I usually need to start thinking about charging my phone before I go out. So for me, this would be that simple thing to say, that's okay, if I'm getting down to even 10% by 5 p.m., I can plug in, and at 5:05, I'm effectively ready to go.
So this is technology that could be adopted by all the brand manufacturers, or it's just for this particular brand?
Look, if one brand discovers it, the rest of them will start to follow. I think Oppo is just the first company which has really said that they've demonstrated it and they've tested it and it's working. So if they've figured it out, then obviously companies like Apple, Samsung and others will be doing the same. I think we'll also see improvements in the speed of wireless charging, because at the moment that is a slow way of actually getting battery.
Do you think there might be an on-flow effect in your experience, that once a manufacturer knows that you can charge something really quickly, then they can make their device chew more power because it knows you can recharge it again?
That is exactly the point here, is that we are already expecting a lot more out of our phones, and that's why we usually do notice that battery life seems to be reducing over time. But when you start to think about the fact that you could recharge very quickly, then how much harder could you work your phone, and what capabilities aren't we experiencing because of battery life? So when you take that factor out of the equation, I'm sure there's engineers out there saying, we could now do this. We'll have to wait and see what that is.
It's always like a game of cause and effect with technology, isn't it, mate?
It really is. It's almost that triangle that they have to say, if I'm going to pull one side, one of the other two need to move. And if you think about what one of those corners being battery life, if you've got that one very, very well handled, then what else can you start to pull in different directions?
That is a perfect description. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for talking tech with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.